good music for eclipses and stuff. Maybe you preferred the previous song, which was El Basurero, The Garbage Man, by Toño y sus Psiquedélicos, a band of psychedelic Latin American music. They are from Mexico, I think. Anyway, that album came out in 1967. It's called Mr. Boogaloo, and it was just reissued on Vampy Soul Records and remastered, reissued, revinyled. So, yeah, some fun tropical Latin music. And before that, what did we hear? We heard, oh yes, New Age Doom, a very interesting band from Vancouver, right here at home. And the project is a mix of like doom, kind of ambient drone, jazz. You got horns. You got instruments from Eastern Europe, the saz, Macedonian tambura. You got a lot of stuff going on at the same time. And then you also got on this album Norwegian indie singer Tuva Helum Marshauser, aka Tuva Band, collaborating. So the record There Is No End, and we heard Time Lost, New Age Doom. And before that, quite different, let's say, we heard American Boy by Daime Arosena, a Afro-Cuban singer now based in London, from her new record Alchemy. And that was that. We are next traveling. This will have very little to do with the eclipse this next hour. We're going to Botswana. We're in the not even the path of partial eclipse, I don't think, unfortunately. But they get eclipses that we don't even dream about, because it doesn't even cross our radar when there's an eclipse in Africa. But yeah, they get their own eclipses, don't worry, I think. Well, we're going to jump right into it next. Going to Botswana. This is Wandering Rhythms. Wandering Rhythms Radio.
Something curious. Something cultural. Something unserious. Sometimes serious. Something mundane. Something everyday. Though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday. From 3 to 4 p.m. Your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
Do you like music, or do you like technology, or do you like talking to people? CGSF Radio is the place for you. Here at CGSF, the opportunities are endless. You can interview artists and bands, speak up for what you believe in, or even host your own show, and tons more. To find out more information, visit cgsf.ca.
Freedom in the dark. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Wandering Rhythms here in the second hour of the program on CJSF Radio. And we are now firmly entrenched in the metal scene of Botswana, of Ganzi, that band Overthrust.
Overthrust.
Four-piece, old-school death metal band. Just your typical folk music from Botswana. And Botswana, small country by African standards. It's a big place, that continent, second biggest in the world after Asia. Looks small on maps, but that's another story. Yeah, 2.63 million, about the same population as the lower mainland of Vancouver here. And it is in central southern Africa, just north, directly north of South Africa. And to the west, you have Namibia and then the Atlantic Ocean. And to the east, you have Zimbabwe and then Mozambique and then the Indian Ocean. So, and Zambia to the north. So, yes, Botswana, a land of metal and elephants and deserts, Kalahari Desert and the Okavango Delta. So we have visited Botswana once many, many years ago, and we learned very surprisingly about this really cool community of metalheads in the country. And I don't know exactly anymore how this started. Didn't go into the deep, deep history of it, but there's festivals. One is called Vulture Thrust, which is a great name for a festival. And yeah, there's just this subculture of heavy metal musicians, and they dress as metalheads should. Jeans, a lot of leather, a lot of facial rings, piercings, and a lot of black. And well, it's great. It's fun stuff. And it seems a bit more more positive than a lot of metal things. I don't know, or at least I guess they have to be very careful with the church and the strength of that there, and to make sure that, you know, they're not seen as like Satanists or anything. But yeah, it's a lot of uplifting metal, basically. So yeah, it's fun stuff. And that was the song. We're gonna hear that again. Yeah, one musician says, "We want to show people that we are warriors of the world. We want to empower people against gender-based violence and empower people with disabilities. So let's march together." And yeah, it's just a message you maybe don't hear in a lot of metal, but still hard to hear what they're singing about. Still darkness for sure. That's a big part of metal. But yeah, anyways, Overthrust. We're going to hear a bit more later on in the show, but just going to move into something very different. We're going to hear from a singer who mixes dub reggae with more folk music from the region. So we're gonna hear more of a folk tune and then jump into some dub reggae. This is Maya Asiya Rose from the big city, the capital, Gaborone, Botswana. The album Mars, MARS, The Warrior. The song is Kigetsi ya Tsie. And to tell you a bit more about the languages there and some very fascinating stuff coming up. So, yes, here we go. Wandering Rhythms in Botswana.
Africa yo mosha ari kopanele Kigetsi ya Tsie Ritaragane Africa yo mosha ari kopanele Kigetsi ya Tsie Ritaragane hore re khone re khone tsoletso Kigetsi ya Tsie Kigetsi ya Tsie, Kigetsi ya Tsie, Yeah.
Arakunye, Tikwe, Kamate, Quinsa, Kerisike, Arudibe, Mate, Kawati, Arakawe, Mate, Eti, Mate, Tam Quin, Tam Se, Irabigre, Mate, Kastirinusa, Marigas, Utamaduras, Utamasas, Portati, Ukumkusas, Portake, Mate, Sinagarato, Kakotwasi, Kaisa, Bo, Tiristamasi, Quisake, Huite, Sit, Sam Kotwasi, Kote, Mate.
Gotta be shy because I gotta have my sin time after time. Let's do
Thank you. sepa piso kwena gare se tele mirawe aye khabela
Some joyful music there with some great screaming going on. And that was an artist of many names. Shumba Ratchega. And then also Makiriki, which is sometimes there and not. Anyways, none of your concern, but yeah, it's a nice piece of music called Dig Hafela that we heard, and he's one of Botswana's most known musicians, one of the country's musical exports, having broken barriers to expose the local Botswana style in Tanzania, South Africa, Namibia, neighboring countries. However, Shumba quit music in 2017 to join the spiritual world as a prophet. But as of October 2023, he's resurfaced as a musician and expected to drop a new album titled Kamoso Ke Motolo. We have not heard this yet. It's still in the rumor stage, but when it does, we'll be the first ones to break this new album on Wandering Rhythms. That's Makiriki. Maybe he added that to his name. I'm just speculating. When he became a prophet, that's his like a prophet name, Makiriki. Okay, so yeah, nice stuff. Another track of his chilling in the background. I really have grown to appreciate how modern African music incorporates electronic elements, as you can hear. Like fake strings. Keyboards that sound like strings. And the sound also like marimbas. And the percussion is like 808s. It's, at first I thought like, oh, this stuff is 80s sounding and kind of cheesy. But I've grown to like 80s music and the quite distinctive sound of Afro-pop music these days. Or like, kind of like lo-fi Afro-pop, you might call it. Not like big production, it's just sounds nice, smooth, warm. So, there was that, the last song we heard. And before that we heard a